Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio. Leprosy is a disease with references to it dating back to 600 BC and mentions of it in the Bible. The main symptoms are nerve damage, muscle weakness, numbness of limbs, and disfiguring skin lesions. The disease is most prevalent in India, Brazil, and Indonesia. Leprosy was believed to be highly contagious, and lepers were usually quarantined and confined to leper colonies called leproseria. Then a Norwegian scientist named Arthur Hansen discovered the leprosy was caused by a bacterium. Leprosy became known as Hansen's disease. The disease is spread by sneezing or coughing, but it's not very contagious. Prolonged close contact with persons with leprosy can result in transmitting the disease. Now, leprosy can easily be cured using various drugs. Multi-drug therapy is used to avoid the development of drug resistance for any one drug. The World Health Organization offers free multi-drug therapy to anyone in the world who contracts the disease. With an easy cure available, the number of leproseria around the world has declined dramatically. The National Hansen's Disease Museum in Carville, Louisiana, was the location of a leper colony in the United States. And now this museum provides information about leprosy. It was discovered that nine-banded armadillos harbor the same strain of leprosy-causing bacteria as humans and may transmit the disease. More recently, it was discovered that red squirrels also have this same bacterium. These animals can serve as models for further exploration of leprosy in humans. There's still a psychological stigma attached to leprosy, even though it's now a curable disease. As we continue to effectively cure this disease, leprosy has become a rare, acceptable illness. But I'd rather not have it. This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Duggar is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.